This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of Worldwide Wave, the international LGBT news and current affairs show, every week on Australia's first LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9.
Surfing the globe, bringing you news, views, and current affairs for the LGBT community. This is the Worldwide Wave.
Yes, it's that time of the week where we turn our eyes to the world of LGBTI news and current affairs. This is Worldwide Wave. We take you around the globe, one country at a time. A big thank you to Ruby, Ian and Dean for the Informer and the classic Colin for the news. In the studio with me tonight, hello Will.
Hello Matt.
Damien's here too.
Good evening.
And my name is Matt. Now, if I mention the word Indonesia, many Australians will instantly think of white sandy beaches and swim-up bars and very welcoming locals. But one of our closest and largest neighbours seems to have a problem with gay people. In the past 18 months, there has been a marked increase in the visibility of homophobia, including from very prominent community leaders in government and religion.
What is it like growing up in a country where homosexuality is culturally unacceptable?
Is it possible to reconcile your Muslim religious upbringing with your sexuality?
How do dreams differ and reality differ when you decide to leave your home country and come to Australia as an international student? To share his personal journey with us all and his triumphs and challenges, tonight we are joined by Zenandra, Project Officer for Rainbow International Students Network.
Now, to set the scene and give you a bit of a flavour of the challenges that LGBTI people in Indonesia face, here's a short recap of a chat from last year with Didi Otomo from Indonesia's oldest LGBT organisation, Gaya Nusantara.
But, you know, we have to look at this as part of a whole series of intolerance towards religious minorities, Ahmadi, Shiite, Christians, and in Christian areas, Sunni Muslims. Anybody who's marginal in Indonesia should be worried. So this is the whole scheme of actually the old forces, ironically called the New Order, trying to take back what they lost in 98.
Kia ora, my name is Tatriana, and I'm from the Cook Islands LGBT organization, PTRA Association, on the World Wide Web.
And you're listening to Worldwide Wave, and that was Face AU by Angun, who is an Indonesian and French naturalised singer-songwriter born in Jakarta, and she began performing at the age of 7 and recorded her first child's album 2 years later.
Hey, and guess what? Melina's emailed in on air at joy.org.au. She likes that song. Loves it.
That was good.
Melina's also put in there a article where members of the Greek community have come out in support of same-sex marriage here in Australia and arguing that that we're talking about legislation, not about religion. Thanks for that message there, Melina. Oh, a few more coming through as well. 317 says, what a sign of the times, seeing a full-page advertisement in The Australian with so many Liberal MPs supporting same-sex marriage. Menzies would turn in his grave. Enjoying the show. Thanks, 317. I just wish they would have raised this level of support a little earlier in the process.
Yes, I know. I don't know where this has come from. So I saw that this morning and went, this is interesting. So
still a while till an election.
True.
Another one through Muhammad. Muhammad is listening in from Lebanon. Welcome, Muhammad. Love having you on with us. He says, from Lebanon, where 60% of the population is Muslim. Guys, Muslim LGBTIQ people are all over the globe and suffering from the religious stigma for being gay. It's horrible. Well, we're going to discuss that tonight with our guest. Welcome to the studio, Zen.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you are from Indonesia, which is a Muslim-dominated country.
Yeah, that's correct.
Tell us a bit about your story. Growing up in Indonesia, when you were very young, do you remember any mention of the words gay or lesbian? Did you have any exposure to
I did, gay people? But at that time, I was quite religious, and then I don't really want to think about it. And I was a really, really happy child before, and I have lovely family. I love my friends. I love my country. I love the food, the weather, and everything. And then I didn't really think about the word gays or the fact that I'm being gay until I goes to university. Yeah, and then after that. when I start realizing that I'm gay, I was, my world is really, really changed, basically, And I was really, really scared that in the future my parents will force me to, to get married to a woman, and then having child, and then in the future I'll ruining their life,
This is, I guess, that's the family. Family expectation on you that you will get married, have children, is that?
Most parents in Indonesia are expect their child to get married. Yeah, so most of Indonesian doesn't know, like the culture of like casual sex. Most of us are basically, expected to, for example, like having sex after marriage, so especially in religious culture. And then in Indonesia, you need to be in religion, you have like ID card, which is that mentioned your religion. So you need to choose 5 religions basically, and 1 minute is you need to choose 1 of 5 religions. Right. Yeah,
is there an option to have none?
You cannot have none.
Right.
So yeah, that's quite interesting.
Hang on a minute. So you're saying that religion is so deeply ingrained in Indonesia that your national identity card stipulates your religion, and it has to be 1 of 5, and it can't be none.
Yeah, that is true.
Right, I got it. I'm shocked, but I got it.
Yeah.
When you started to realise that you're a bit different to everybody, did you have anywhere to turn? What did you do?
No, I don't have anyone to turn, and at that time, I was really lonely, and then, I don't know where to go, because most of my friend and all of my friends and my family are religious. And then, at that time, what I really want to do is basically just kill myself. But, as a Muslim, you cannot do that, because if you kill myself, you go straight to hell. So
religion saved you in a way?
Yeah, in that
way. Ironically, it also caused him to feel that way in the first place.
So what does, when you say you're religious and your family's religious, what does that look like? Is that the whole praying five times a day and...
Yes, it looks normal, like, but, you know, we are not very extreme, but at that time I was very, very conservative. I'm literally the most conservative person in my family and with my friends as well. So, yeah, what I did before is I just basically just pray to God, you know, wish for that. Because I didn't wish God to exorcise my homosexuality, because at that time I realized, I mean, I aware that I cannot, you know, basically that being gay is really, really, you know, my fundamental identity, and I cannot erase that. So, yeah.
So what, obviously in the region you live in Indonesia, what would it be like to put your hand up and say, I'm gay?
Oh,
would that be a very dangerous thing? Would it be a very fearful thing?
Yeah, it is. I live in Bogor, so it's like near Jakarta.
Yep.
It's not like Aceh, you know, we just like very, very, very religious region. But yeah, it's quite religious. And the thing is, even people are not religious, you know, they still like have, you know, quite a strong bond with the culture. And then being gay is just not okay, even with the culture and religion.
So what sort of consequences would you have faced if you had publicly admitted you're gay?
You know, we don't have any legal consequences of being gay, basically.
Social consequences?
People, yeah, no. And then people just not talking about it. But basically, you will get rejected by your family and friends, definitely.
So did you feel that you basically had nobody to talk to about this? You couldn't mention it to family? You couldn't mention it in religious circles?
No. It happens for like 3 years. You know, it's really depressing moment for me. I mean, every time I pray, I feel depressed. And then after I pray... I need to put my mask on, you know, and, you know, pretend to be happy and everything is okay. Until one day I just had enough, and then I just told myself, okay, that's it. You know, I nothing happens, you know, and I just want to explore my sexuality, basically.
And how old were you then when that you made that decision?
22. Yeah. Now I'm 27, so...
Coming to Australia as an international student, was that... in a way, escaping some of that?
Yes. So what happened was I have a cousin in Melbourne. And then, what happened was... And we did Skype. And then, I just coming out to her, basically. And he's the only person who accept me as who I am, you know, when I coming out to my best friend. And then he's actually not okay with that. So, it just motivated me to actually come to Melbourne.
Wow. We're going to explore that a bit more because we want to hear about your experiences, particularly as an international student coming here for the first time. This is Worldwide Wave.
Quality.
This is Dede Utomo from Kaya Nusantara in Surabaya, Indonesia, speaking on Worldwide Wave.
Say what you want, but I swear it don't matter. When I walk in the club, there ain't nobody better. See the truth about me, your girl's a go-getter. And when you watch me move it, don't get no better. Fresh out the box, I'm selling the meal. Some people dream it, but I do this for real. I do this for sport, like I'm ballin' and court. You don't want it, I promise to see my body control. Nobody keep your head on and cry like this. I'm the dance floor, make your body like this. Show you how to do it, better get like this. What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? Let me see you walk it up, walk it up. Stop all the talk, I am without a chatter. What you call competition, I just greet it with laughter. Complicated like chess, but you're more like some checkers. I'ma give you some help and let you dance to my records. I'ma lay in the cut while you're spinning your wheels. Don't tell me that's all you got, I can do that in heels. 20 years worth of training, been dancing since I was born. All I need is a mic at a stage and watch my body perform. Nobody keep your baby on the tight like this. I'm the dance floor, rock your body like this.
Hi, you're listening to Joy 94.9, and this is Worldwide Wave with Matt and Damien. That was Walk
and
by...
You're here too.
Oh, well, yeah, can't forget me. That was Walk by Angus Monica. And tonight we are joined in the studio by Zen Andrew, who's the Project Officer for Rainbow International Students Network. Zen, before you came to Australia, what was your expectations or dreams of Australia?
Do you get home and away in Indonesia?
I have a really cheesy expectation. I was expecting, you know, I will have a relationship with an Australian man, you know, building life together and, you know, basically live happily ever after, you know. But the thing with that is when I came here, it's not what it happens, you know. I didn't know anything about strong gay casual sex culture in Melbourne, and then the fact that I don't have any sex education in Indonesia, it's make everything worse.
So tell us a bit about that. So nothing at all.
No,
not about straight sex, not about gay sex, just nothing.
No, because we expected to be like having sex after the marriage, so. Yeah.
Therefore, there is no need because you're only going to do it in marriage.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then what happened was I was very, very anxious because at that time I did some, you know, like casual sex. And then I never have any experience going to sexual health center. And then, and one day, I had sex with HIV-positive men who are undetectable. And then, he told me that he's positive and I was freaked out.
Yeah,
and then I freak out, and then, you know, I was getting so depressed, and then I literally lost 5 kg because I got so depressed, and then
so you still weren't doing anything about it, you were just
like waiting. And then I lived with my cousin at that time, and my cousin was like wondering what happens, you know. And then I told my friends, my cousin, and then they ended up pushing me to go to sexual health center, you know. And then after that I really got really, really good support from the nurse, you know. The nurse seeing me you know, like I was very anxious, and then she referred me to the counselor, and then, you know, and from there I get connected, you know, to the community, to other service, and then it's just getting better from there.
And I opened up a whole new world for you.
Yes, it's true.
Is that from, because you're now dealing with a lot of international students, is that a common experience that
It is a very, very common experience. And then there's a like worst case where international students are decided not connecting to the gay community, and then not going to have sexual health checkup, and then just trapped in depression. And then we also got some report, from Melbourne Sexual Health Center, that there's a rise in gay international students who get, you know, like HIV, you know, which is
because they haven't been educated.
That's true. Yeah.
Tell us about that first experience, because I'm thinking, on one hand, you're sort of saying, wow, I'm getting out of Indonesia, there'll be all these opportunities, but then that connection with the LGBT community didn't come, so the opportunities weren't there. Was that because you didn't know where to look, or you were afraid?
So, look, when I first came here, I cannot really speak English, and my first friend is with other international student, obviously. Yeah, and then, and all of us in Melbourne doesn't really know anything about anything in Melbourne, you know what I mean? So I don't have any locals friend, and then when I actually connected with the local people, it's usually my English teacher, or it's usually my casual sex partner. And then the first time I really get connected with the local people are when I took a relationship workshop from Victorian Arts Council. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really the first time I got friends, which is the Australian friends, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then that's a relief. And then from there, I really opened my mind. I really know, you know, lost more about everything in Melbourne.
And you also started getting involved in sport, LGBT sports clubs.
Yeah, yeah. So the first thing I did was, so I did some workshop from, you know, the LGBTI and HIV NGOs. And after that, I start volunteering. And then after that, I got more connected and I start doing, you know, badminton in Melbourne Smash Show, which is really, really fun, you know. And then I got, like, lots more friends from there. So, yeah, it was great.
Is that something, so in your now role working with international students, is that something, like, I guess, being a Melburnian, sport is something that is just kind of always there. It's always around us. Is that something that you recommend to other students as a way of meeting people?
It is, because I don't think, like, in my country, it's not something very common. I mean, at least for me. But yeah, in here in Melbourne, you literally can do everything. You know, they have theater, they have, you know, lots of community basically, and then like this sport, and we have lots of LGBT sport clubs in Melbourne, and I really recommend LGBT international students to get friends from there, because apparently many it's very multicultural. Yeah.
Your organization, Rainbow International Students Network, how big is it, or how's it structured?
So what we do is we basically creating events for international students. It's, you know, it's really simple, you know, just creating events, and then when there's some international students have problems and connecting to us, we basically just connecting them to other bigger organization. Yeah, we are not really big at the moment, because actually the fact with LGBT international student doesn't want to come out, yeah. You know, it's really hard. I mean, because many of them are still discreet with their sexuality.
So is this a
even
Melbourne?
Here though?
In here, yeah.
Is this a Melbourne organization, or are you Australia?
It's Melbourne.
Okay, and yeah. So you would intend to go Australia-wide in all schools and universities in the future, no doubt?
Yep. Yeah.
Is that fear of coming out, even when you're in Australia, far away from all the people who you're, the family and all the fears, I guess, but still a reluctance within Australia, what do you think is driving that?
I don't know.
I mean, you've taken the step, but others haven't. So what is it within you that you decided, look?
I just had enough, really. I just want to be myself. Like, you know, being in Indonesia, praying all the time, wishing, you know, for that because of your sexuality, you know, at some point you will get enough with that, you know. And then, I came to Australia, and then I find this support network. I find friends who want to accept me for who I am. And then, you know, I got really, really motivated. And then basically I just want to basically fight for LGBT rights and want to encourage others to do the same. Yeah.
Zen people are loving hearing your story. Muhammad says, wow, it's like he's telling my story. I have experienced worse facts than him and would love to talk about it. Thanks, Muhammad. We might contact you on that one. Fascinating insight. It's another message from 526. Fascinating insight into the experience of a gay foreign student in Australia, and especially interesting because of the Islamic perspective. Great program.
Wow.
How do you feel about that?
Wow.
Does it surprise you that people are interested in hearing your story?
No, not really, because, you know, like, when I'm in RICE and in Rainbow International Student Network, I'm hearing lots of story like me. So actually there are more international students having similar story like me. So yeah, it's actually quite common, but the thing is they haven't come out yet. So I think that's the problem. Yeah.
Do you think people maybe still hide their fear because they have a vision of going home and they will want to protect themselves before they go home?
That is true. That is true, yeah. But, I mean, I'm actually in that position as well. But, you know, I just don't care anymore. So, yeah.
We might explore the implications a bit more on that. I think we need a bit more Indonesian music as well. This is Worldwide Wave. Tonight we're in Indonesia.
Want to hear more? Find out about LGBT life in over 100 countries. Download free podcasts of this show. Subscribe to iTunes or follow us on Twitter. Visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Hi, this is Robert Beachy. I'm the author of Gay Berlin, speaking from South Korea on the World Wide Wave.
Listening to World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9, and you're joined by the lovely Matt and Damien, and of course I'm Will. And that was song All My Life by Clinta Laura, who is an Indonesian German actress, electropop singer and model in Indonesia.
Now, Jason from Asian Pop Radio has dropped by the studio and said he's loving the music tonight too, which is fantastic. Now, this they've got a bit of a message here. The Jewish Community Council of Victoria are hosting an LGBTI mental health forum for rabbis, community leaders and service providers. And the objective is to address and prevent the negative mental health and potential for suicide amongst young LGBTI people of the Jewish community from the current same-sex marriage debate. The forum will be held at 7:30 p.m. this coming Monday, that's the 25th of September, at 306 Hawthorne Road, Caulfield South. For more information, visit jccv.org.au. That's jccv.org.au. Community message supported by Joy 94.9.
This is Mahida from Nigeria, and you are on World Wide Wave.
With lots and lots and lots and lots of messages coming through. Firstly, 317's asked us, have we received our weird letter in the mail yet? Just curious. Have you got your letter, boys?
I have not seen it yet.
I've had mine.
I have, and have posted, yes.
Oh, wow. Hey, you've posted it, and I haven't it yet.
I, like, almost did it within minutes, I think.
Coincident, Matt.
Now, 317 also says, each journey is different and reminds me of the very smart and thoughtful response by an Australian Chinese gay man on the ABC last night. This was on Q&A. Very moving story. Basically, he had come out to his mum. His mum said that she would support him by voting yes, but not... It was kind of a sort of a...
backhanded
support, saying, because you're my son, I'll support you, not because you're gay. And it was really well responded to by some of the panellists and not by other. So everybody really does have their journey. Melina says, fascinating story. Melina's got a question for you, Zen. How do you describe the Australian media and their representation of Islam? What do you see in the media?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, does it frustrate you, or do you...
No. It's actually quite makes sense, because what happened in Indonesia is quite, it's really the opposite. I mean, in Indonesia, you always, have good have good news about Islam. When in Australia, it's more objective, you know. For me, it's actually, I kind of prefer the Australian news about Islam, because it's just more objective, really.
And you're able to sort of source more information. Are there any internet bans or anything that you experience in Indonesia? Or?
Yes, there's. We literally cannot open Grindr anymore in Indonesia.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So you're here now. You've been here for about 3 years. What does the future look like for you?
Okay, so what happened was, when I finished my study, my plan was going to Bali and then basically dedicate myself to HIV organization in there. And I went to Bali, and then it just been 1 week there, and then and I had a big argument with my dad, because basically my dad have this huge plan of for my life, and then that includes me getting married, and then involve my wife to the family business and everything. So
you come out to him?
No,
okay.
I haven't. Yeah, and then it's really frustrated me, and then I have lots of friends in Melbourne who tells me, like, just go back here again, just go back, you know, because at that time I still have my student visa. Yeah, just go back before it expired, you know. My friends just told me that, and then I just go back straight away. Yeah, and then I'm here.
You've obviously had some learnings over this time here as an international student. For other international students that are listening, what's your advice to them about, getting involved or getting through that initial process of breaking into a new culture?
Oh, just be brave, really, because in Melbourne, there are a lot of really good service that you can use. Yeah, and then, you can join a sports club, you can join a workshop, in LGBT and HIV organization. You know, there's a lot of available services, and it's really good services. So, yeah, just be brave.
On the note of future, we do get a lot of bad news about Indonesia, certainly in Aceh.
Yeah.
What do you see the future for the LGBTI community in Indonesia, maybe even long term? Do you think things will get better, or do you think they'll get worse?
Maybe things will get better. So what happened was, like, about 2 years ago, there's this LGBT activist talking in media about LGBT rights, and people start to respond, because before we never really talk about it.
And how was those responses? Were they positive, or?
It's really negative. Brilliant. So, yeah. And then now there are more activists, but also there are more people that oppose LGBT rights in Indonesia. So I actually don't know what will happen. Yeah. And then at the moment, my huge concern about Indonesia is basically for people who are living with HIV, you know, because many people die because of it. Yeah.
Are you aware of any statistics of how prevalent HIV is in Indonesia?
We cannot really count that because many people are very discreet, and then they are not even going to the sexual health center. So, yeah.
Which is be fairly limited anyway, sexual health centers.
That is true, yeah.
As from that international student in Australia perspective, is there anything you think that Australians, that locals, could do more to either engage or support international students?
Yeah. So I will tell you a bit of story. So what happened with my first workshop in Victorian Arts Council is basically... So I met this guy and then we become good friends. So what he did to me is basically he tried to speak slowly. That's all, you know, because many like locals come to me, speak really fast, and then I got really nervous, and then we ended up, you know, not having any connection at all, you know. And then yeah, this guy is basically I know what it feels to be like you, you know, because I learned Spanish as well, you know, so I know, you know, difficulties of speaking another language, really. So, yeah, I mean, it's just like really simple things, but it's really meaningful for us.
It is, and look, we are terrible as Australians, I have to say. We do speak far too fast. Jamie from Moorabbin has messaged in on 0427-join-949. Fascinating story and can relate to not coming out until moving completely out of a different city. So you're not alone there. And 317 says, great show as always. Always thoughtful and respectful. Thanks, 317. This is World Wide Wave, where we are in Indonesia.
Receive LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like World Wide Wave on Facebook now.
At Rainbow Fertility, we believe everyone deserves to experience the joys of parenthood. We are Australia's first dedicated fertility and IVF provider for the LGBTI community. Whether you're single or in a relationship, we are here to help you grow your family. From IVF with donor sperm to our exceptional egg donor and surrogacy programs, we offer very real opportunities for you to have a baby. Rainbow Fertility, dedicated to LGBTI and helping your family dream come true. Visit rainbowfertility.com.au.
Joy sponsor.
Melbourne, get your kink on.
Oz Kinkfest, the ultimate LGBTIQ alternative lifestyle festival, is back September 15 to 24.
Bringing fetish enthusiasts, experts and retailers together for 10 days of workshops, parties, performances and trade at the inner city venues across Melbourne.
Events include
the Fetish Expo with over 50 kink exhibitors at the Fitzroy Town Hall Saturday, September 16.
And Hellfire Resurrection at Chasers Nightclub September 22.
Get kinky at OzKinkfest.com.
Joy sponsor.
When was the last time that you had a sexual health check? A time, money or embarrassment keeping you from having one? Then head to Pronto. It's a free rapid HIV testing service that can give you your results in under 30 minutes. And it's run by peers, so it's an easygoing, non-judgmental service. Located at 175 Rose Street, Fitzroy, you can book an appointment online via pronto.org.au or by calling 9416 2889. And don't forget to tune into Well, Well, Well every Monday night at 8 p.m. here on Joy 94.9.
VAC, a proud Joy sponsor.
Hi, this is Dr. Joseph Goh from Monash University, Malaysia, on the World Wide Wave.
Where we have been taking you around the globe to Indonesia and also Australia, I guess, from an Indonesian student's perspective. So a big thank you to our guest tonight, Zen Andra, the Project Officer for Rainbow International Students Network. Where can people find out more about Rainbow International Students Network?
We have a Facebook page, so just type in Rainbow International Student Network and you can find us.
And
just send a message.
Just posted that on our Facebook page as well. So if you missed that, W3Joy, like us, follow us all week and get news from around the world.
And thanks to everybody who messaged in from Facebook, Kylie, Trish, Hakeem, Kathy, and a heap more who have enjoyed, who have joined and interacted with us on Facebook. That's W3Joy on Facebook.
And thank you to all those messages on phone and SMS, Jamie317 Melina. Shout out to Mohammed in Lebanon. Mohammed, we'd love to speak to you. So zip us an email with your email address and we'll contact you, or you can contact us on that Facebook page as well.
You can email us on worldwidewave@joy.org.au.
And thanks to Alex, our podcaster, and Gordon on the front desk.
Now, stick around. Urban Dreaming's coming up next with Maddie. Miscellaneous is back tonight. They are looking at the Fringe Festival from an Indigenous perspective, and they have a Queensland Indigenous singer-songwriter. Stick with us all night here on Joy because there's so many great shows. I think we need a few another Indonesian song to take us out.
We do. Hey Moji by Santa Feet.
We'll catch you next week on World Wide Wave.
Thanks for listening to another podcast of the World Wide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. World Wide Wave is the international news and current affairs show on Australia's LGBT radio station. You can listen live every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. Eastern Australia time on 94.9 FM in Melbourne or online at joy.org.au. You'll find all of our podcasts at joy.org.au/worldwidewave or follow us on Facebook for latest international LGBT news. Search W3 Joy on Facebook now.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.